With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A ballot write-in campaign for Joe Biden underway in New Hampshire.
Even though President Biden is the incumbent, the write-in campaign is being organized because his name will not be on New Hampshire's primary ballot. That's because the president pushed for South Carolina to be the first in the nation primary. So Democrats are organizing a low-budget write-in campaign aimed at preventing an embarrassing showing for the president that might fuel concerns about the strength of his re-election bid. Greg Clugston reporting.
Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says the way President Biden speaks about the war in Gaza stems from the pressure he's facing from pro-Hamas members of the Democrat Party.
Not protesters in the streets. Alone, the people who work for Joe Biden or work for the Democratic National Committee, condemning him, writing open letters, condemning his policy, organizing boycotts of the 2024 vote. And that's why Joe Biden seems to put more pressure on Israel than he puts on Hamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Tennessee GOP Senator Marsha Blackburn says decisions by the UN creating conditions in which it's impossible to consider the world body as an administrator for Gaza when the war is over.
When you have the UN employing a pediatrician who is cheering the beheading of babies, the killing of babies, when you have UN teachers that are praising a teen that killed an Israeli as a young lion.
Blackburn says the UN has taken a number of steps that indicate a strong preference for Hamas.
These are things that are unacceptable when you know the UN has hired people that are affiliated with Hamas. This is a problem.
And this is SRN News. Now, there's a battle over transgenderism going on in Arizona.
A lawsuit filed by American First Legal accuses the Mesa Public School Board of helping students live as the opposite sex in class without their parents' knowledge or approval. Technically, teachers are supposed to inform moms and dads if their kids are transgender, but the lawsuit accuses the school system of letting students veto that requirement. AFL says the actions of the board are a violation of Arizona's Parents' Bill of Rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Dictionary, Merriam-Webster, releasing a list of the words that were most searched by Americans this year. One of them was dead name, a word that has been coined by transgender activists. Merriam-Webster defines a dead name as the name that a transgender person was given at birth and no longer uses upon transitioning. Accusations of dead naming are often used to punish opponents of transgenderism. This is SRN News. A new dispute has broken out between Israel and the Palestinians. Reporter Felice Friedson has more.
Palestinians are crying foul after the Israeli government allowed a visit by the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor. Karim Khan accepted the invitation he received from families of the Gaza hostages during their recent visit to The Hague. The Netanyahu government okayed the trip under the private agenda of the families to investigate the massacre of 1,200 Israelis on October 7th. The family strategy was effective. Khan said he has reason to believe that actions defined as crimes according to international law were committed by Hamas on that day. Pro-Palestinian groups are protesting what they say is Khan's prioritization of meeting Israeli families over Palestinian victims. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.